definitely, we can work, you know. I can ask them for more. There could be.
See, one thing you don't have on here, and you have to check.
Nothing, I'm just trying to get out of this.
There's some comments who leave notes. You're allowed to leave notes in the system.
But for us,
we can have them change the description.
Sure, for, yeah, I can work on it.
All right, thank you for coming. Call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of the 10:13, 10:18 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
November 291, setting a public hearing, Local Law 9, regard campaign finance to be held Tuesday, December 13th at 6 p.m.
Move it.
Discussion? Or second first, second?
I'll second it for discussion.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
Go on.
We were supposed to meet on this and discuss it and make changes, both incorporate, I mean, both, both councils had acknowledged that, Council Habranek's information, some of it was valuable at least, and some of it our council said that it could be incorporated. I had concerns. I spoke to Dave, I spoke to Chris Rigucci, and a meeting was never set. So as far, I don't know what's happening with it. I mean, nothing's been changed. This is exactly, we postponed it, but it's exactly what it was a month ago.
Council?
I concur with what Sherry Barthels.
Okay. Why do you look so stunned?
Because that's just the way I look.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't set the meeting because I'm not, I mean, I'm not the sponsor. Although I reached out multiple times and said I want to be there.
Man, when you reach out.
It was a really busy month. I appreciate that.
This month's going to be even busier. So.
Yeah.
Carl?
I mean, wasn't this supposed, we were supposed to meet, but we couldn't have a date, and we're supposed to go to laws and rules again, and isn't that set for December 1st, which of course is after when this is going to be brought up, isn't that right?
December 1st, I thought, no, that's the human rights thing, that's the human rights meeting.
November 28th.
What? Yeah, whatever was set was for the human rights hearing.
Chris?
Oh, laws and rules.
I kind of see this as like a perpetual Achilles heel of this legislature, is that we have these resolutions that come forward, there's legislators in caucus meeting that, or in committee meeting that bring out major flaws where they're not palatable, where they would get 12 votes to pass, and yet we put them up for public hearing, which wastes $300 of taxpayer money. You know, I mean, it's only $300, but it adds up, you know, and it's the premise.
Well, that's not the point. The point is you should go to a public hearing with your law that you think is going to pass, your car, not that things are going to be changed. I mean, what is the sense of going through the whole exercise?
Right. Exactly.
So, all right, so if you're not comfortable, Tracy, why don't you make a motion to hold this back and get a second? Hopefully the committee will support that. Can we do that?
But I really wish the sponsor were here, because the reality is I would like to know that we're going to have this meaning. I'm not being disingenuous when
I
say I want to work to make this work.
Understanding that it's not going to be on to the next meeting, and you know there's a reason why. I mean, because there was supposed to be discussion, and it's not happening. So schedule something so we have a discussion so we can move this forward.
Can we get Erica and Chris, and I'm assuming the sponsor, in and myself and whoever else?
We can ask them, or we can't force them, but hopefully they can set up a meeting. Yes. Erica, will you kindly arrange that? Have Mr. Parody, I see he's a sponsor.
Okay, can I cut to the chase?
Cut through the chase.
Okay. So what I was going to do is I was going to make some amendments and offer them and have them sent around for review. Because obviously it's really up to the sponsor to have amendments. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it on my own.
He was open to change it. I mean, I met with, at the end of the last meeting, I went up to John and talked to him about it and said, I want to make this work. I want to pass this. I mean, it's a pay-to-play law, and I believe in that. But there's, in my view, there are some problems. I also believe that the document we got, albeit late, the document we got, some of it was worth incorporating.
Okay, so we can't continue at this pace because it'll come up at the next meeting. So make a motion that you want to hold it off, have Erica make some amendments to pass them around to everybody, and hopefully there'll be a meeting that it will incorporate Mr. Parody, who is a sponsor. Which rules committee, correct?
No, well, it's in this
come
committee.
Right back here,
this is actually the original committee.
This committee right here?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
I think it was.
It was not Ways and Means.
I know
it wasn't Ways and Means.
Laws and Rules was the original.
Okay.
And it passed
so,
Laws and Rules.
In saying that, Tracy, you want to proceed to make that as a form of motion?
To hold it off till
hold
next
it
month.
Hold it off until she will...
She will draft some amendments, and then you can take a look at
it. Pass it around, have Mr. Parody...
Okay, postpone pending the amendments.
Correct.
Okay.
Second?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. 451, establishing county equalization rates for the year 2017.
Move it.
Second? Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
452, extending the term of insurance coverage for a family of a correctional officer who died in the line of duty.
So moved.
Second?
Second. Any discussion?
Quick discussion.
Go on.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I believe that we should do this, obviously, but I also believe that in the future we should create a resolution that encourages any county employee that dies in the line of duty should have the same coverage.
I would ask our council to maybe look at that and just be careful because we can get ourselves into some other areas that we might not want to be involved with, correct? So there could be some circumstances there.
What are the other areas?
I really don't know.
CSEA?
But
that's part of their contract?
It could be, you know, CSEA. I just throw this. Mm-hmm. Their contract's up at the end of this year. 12/31/16 could be part of negotiations in the new contract.
Also,
I think that might be the easier thing for the legislature.
I think we've learned a lesson. I'll say we learned a lesson here that, you know, unfortunately, a person passes in a line of duty like that, and bam, you know, at the first of the next month, you have no insurance. And,
right.
And you know, it's not like it happens often. We pray that it will never happen again, but I think we need to put it out there and offer it as a good faith effort.
There's no question. I think we all agree to that, but I think there has to be some areas that have to be looked at so we don't get ourselves caught in certain areas that we're going to put in the future.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
In your lap again.
There you go. Yahoo.
Yes? I mean, with that said, I just want to remind you that because the officer was part of the New York State retirement system, and a hefty retirement system, more so than our ERS retirement system, I believe that when an employee dies while still in service, the family receives, I believe, 3 times the salary of the deceased. So it's not like the family's not getting it.
I will say, though, Carl, the one caveat with this, because in the retirement system, because it was in the line of duty, there is a different benefit for that. It's not 3 times the pay. It actually is a prolonged benefit, which is a good thing.
Excellent.
In this situation.
It's also not life insurance. I believe 50,000 of that. I know, correction.
Yeah.
50,000 of that is life insurance, so it's not taxable. The rest is all considered wages, and it's all taxable.
Yeah, but the benefit is longer than just 3 times the salary.
I would agree that we need to look at a continuing of coverage for deceased family members.
Any other discussion? We already voted on it, correct?
No.
We didn't vote on it?
No, we were in discussion.
That was moved.
All right, move second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
454, setting up policies to require additional notice of available parcels, encouraging and promoting that parcel. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Return to tax rates. Rolls, I'm sorry.
Move it.
Move second. Discussion. Bert?
I just wanted to inform the committee, we do notify the neighboring parcels before the auction, normally in March. So we try to get interest for the auction. I can work with Legislator Lauren to see what, you know, what the intent is with this, but we already do it now.
Don't you actually do more than what this resolution calls for?
Yeah.
But this resolution calls for after the fact.
After the fact, and it's the additional costs that we kind of already do.
Can I ask,
Bert,
is it a codified policy that you do it before the auction, or is it just something that
that part of our mailings, I mean, we send out a lot of, is one of those things to notify the part, like I said, to get interest in the auction.
I mean, that would...
Could we make it a policy?
That strikes me as making more sense that we need to talk to Pete.
Well, I mean, this is after we sell the parcel.
No, I get that. Okay. But what makes more sense to me is that
we don't have a policy.
We would actually
per se.
Have a policy
he just does it.
About
yeah, I just do it to,
just in case.
Well,
you're
to,
not here, and the next
well,
person
no, I agree
decides,
with you.
Oh,
and
we don't
I think
spend
setting
the
that policy would no harm, no foul.
And can I ask a procedure? So, what I wish the sponsor were here again, but what he's asking to do, you notify before as just a matter of your own protocol. You notify before. If it doesn't sell, he's asking that you re-notify, and in that case, then you would just sell with, if there were interest without the auction, you'd be individually soliciting.
Well, see, you'll see in this, in today's
meeting,
we would have
to approve it.
You have a resolution approving a sale of one that didn't sell at auction.
Mm-hmm.
We offered at auction. If there's no bids, somebody can come in. I normally end it in December 1st and offer that same price at auction. They're always up for kind of for sale until we start the new round. So, I mean, basically what this would be is a reminder, this didn't sell at auction. Are you interested?
Have you spoken to Peter about this?
I have not.
So can we maybe hold
this? I just saw this yesterday.
At least till next week, and let.
Yeah, I definitely can talk.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, just so everybody knows, Tracy, just so you know that Real Property or they send out to every municipality, every supervisor and building
a
department.
A list too. Yeah.
And the supervisors are asked that each and the municipality has any interest in it. So there's plenty of buzz about all of these properties.
No, I understand that. Definitely, I get that. Rather than just voting no, I think
legislator
Lund
just didn't know that I did it before, and I can definitely talk with him.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
So what I'd want to do is just hold it for a week while the two of them get together, and I do think we should codify a policy.
Well, you're not going to have it done by next week.
No.
Policy,
okay. No.
All right, so that's a motion to hold this over for at least a week.
Yes.
Someone make it? Tracy?
I made it.
Second?
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, Bert's going to talk to Peter. Hopefully come back with us next week with something. If not, we'll hold it over. All right? 456, authorized distribution mortgage tax receipts. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't vote on it. All in favor of holding it over?
Aye.
Nay.
All right.
I already signed it.
456, authorized distribution mortgage tax receipts pursuant to Section 261. Move. Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
457, requesting New York State Legislature to introduce home rule legislation to authorize Ulster County to collect hotel motel tax from third parties. Move. Second. Discussion. Oh, sorry, Tracy.
We don't do this right now. This would be like an electronic payment from the establishment itself?
This has to do with Airbnb, which I feel like we're putting the cart before the horse. I mean, we began discussions about, and I say Airbnb, but I mean it to apply to all of those
third-party platforms.
Thank you. But that was a spirited debate that we're in the midst of. It was just, the debate was stopped. We stopped discussion. So I feel this is, like I said, the cart before the horse. I want to finish the discussion about what we do before asking for permission to tax when we were not even sure if we want to tax. That's my two cents.
Oh, I thought that we already had permission to tax and that we wanted to tax.
No, we don't.
No, this is a municipal home rule request.
Okay.
So.
All right, that was the question. It wasn't a question of whether or not we wanted to. It was a question of whether or not we had the authority. That's the discussions that I've been in the whole time, and whether or not it was legal.
So how can we do this then?
But this is a memorializing resolution, right? It's asking.
No, it's not a memorial.
No, it's a home rule request.
We're asking the legislature to enact a statute, to amend the law, to authorize us to be able to collect from a third-party platform, such as Airbnb, among others.
We're asking the state basically, we'll take
permission, yeah. Because we don't have the authority right now. I know Mr. Gallo and I don't agree on that, but I feel very strongly that I'm correct in this instance, and I have county attorney's office agrees with me that we don't have the authority in the statute.
Have the other counties that have enacted the tax asked for a home rule request?
Not to the best of my knowledge, and they haven't been challenged to the best of my knowledge yet.
There's been people looking.
They're looking.
Yeah.
The hotel motel industry is looking at it. But we've had an interesting dynamic, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Not too late now, you already have it.
We had an interesting dynamic happen in the last month where Governor Cuomo signed legislation enacting a law prohibiting people in the five boroughs, to advertise on platforms such as Airbnb. And it's up to $7,500 as a penalty. which obviously is going to be challenged, but they had already enacted
Is the
laws.
Prohibition on advertising or yes. renting the rooms beyond
no.
a certain number of days?
The prohibition was actually previous. That had already been enacted, but now it's on advertising.
Oh, okay.
It's solely on advertising, and it's solely for the five boroughs. And the fact that he signed that law is very interesting.
Yeah,
so
it's an interesting
issue that the whole state's going to have to look at. Because the proponents for that particular legislation, they feel it's a safety issue. And that's a lot of the supervisors, the town Hurley supervisor in particular, was looking at it as a safety issue because you have regulations for residents, not necessarily places where it's rented out. So there's building code issues. Very big issue. So, sorry.
Yeah, okay. I'm not prepared.
Well, I believe, if it's a home rule, that the counties itself should, lay the groundwork for these Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And if we're only asking permission to do it, and the governor has already, just within New York City, just within the five boroughs, I think we've heard a lot of discussion, about people who have need help with their homes. They're not there all the time, and it helps pay their mortgage or it helps pay their expenses. I think it would be a good idea to put this on the table.
Right, but what you're talking about, when you're talking about Airbnb helping homeowners to pay their taxes, pay their mortgages, what we are talking about is asking permission to tax those people and presumably that income is taxable income. That taxable right.
Go on.
Well, we've
it is.
discussed it before.
It's the taxes collected from the lodgers.
I understand.
And it's the lodgers pay it, and then they collect it and then submit the money to the county. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Which might mean that they get less rentals, depending on the call. Who knows? We need
to
have this debate. This is one before.
It would be up to the individual homeowner to file, a federal and state tax return claiming that as
correct.
Income.
Yes.
So... But any business. I mean, I believe that I understand that we're asking for the taxation of these, and I think that would be a good thing for Ulster County and a good thing for the people who are already in the Airbnb realm. I've stayed at Airbnbs before, and they were a tremendous value.
Why is taxing them good for them? I don't understand. I understand why it's good for Ulster County in terms of a revenue, but why is it good?
I guess the whole point here is, there's other points being brought into this conversation. This point before the resolution before us right now is that would we want this to take place? If so, let's ask the legislature up in Albany to pass legislation that allows this to happen. That's what this resolution is saying.
Yes, I understand that. Okay. But I don't think we've had the full debate about whether or not we actually want it to happen. So
we're asking them to do it. They have to come back to us, and then we'll have to say that we want it to pass some kind of resolution that we're going to implement that.
But I'm going to bring up a similar, though not related, example. We have had discussions about flow control of regulated recyclables. We never sent a home rule request pending the debate. We didn't send a home rule request because we never decided whether we wanted flow control of regulated recyclables. I could submit a million resolutions, home rule requests on every possible concept pending our eventual debate. Mm-hmm. We need to have the debate first. We need to know that this is what we want before
we
actually...
Well, we can't do it now. I mean, why have a debate if you can't do it right now? You couldn't implement it if you wanted to.
So, are you suggesting next month I should put in flow control of regulated recyclables, and then we'll have a debate about it after?
You don't be a bully.
I just think if that's the way we're going to have that argument, then we should put in a home rule request for flow control of regulated recyclables, and then we'll debate whether or not we want to have flow control of regulated recyclables.
You haven't had that debate because you haven't been on a committee who was debating it. The county comptroller's office 3 or 4 months ago.
Hold on. We're getting way.
Time out.
We're getting way off. We're getting off the subject here. We have a resolution before us that states the legislative body wants to implement this, to go to the state legislators to ask them for supporting this resolution, this type of tax that we're going to be able to collect. We're not saying Ulster County is going to do it at this point, or we're asking the state to say yes, it can be done. Then if it can be done, then the legislative body will make a decision at a later date and pass a resolution that we're going to do it or not going to do it.
Very sensible.
Very simple, too.
Yes.
So I will bring the flow control of regulated recyclables and see if we have the same standard and the same logic apply.
Okay. In the meantime, this is before us. All in favor? Did we move this?
I'll move it.
Second.
We moved it already? All right. We moved it in second. Okay. Yep. On the vote to move forward, yes or no? All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Anybody against? Tracy. Okay. Resolution 457, requesting the New York State Legislature to introduce home rule legislation to authorize the Ulster County to collect hotel motel tax from third. Did we just do that?
Yeah, we just did that.
Sorry. Approving the execution of a contract amendment. I want to do it again for you, Tracy. So you get in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County, Rose and Curran, Department of Personnel.
Move it.
Move.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Oh, I have a discussion.
I'm sorry.
So, I don't even know who this question is for, but have we looked into what it would cost to do this in-house? I know that seems like a crazy question, but it's also a very big contract.
Well, I will say that we have $4.8 million here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not all Rose and Kiernan's funds, shall
right,
we say.
It's also
there's
the pass-through, premiums, some pass-through
there's pass-through
premiums.
Money here. Have we looked in the house? No.
I mean,
could
I think
we? Sure.
I think we should just analyze it. Okay. I'm ready to support
no,
this,
I
but
you.
I think
yeah.
we should do an analysis okay. of what mm-hmm. it would cost because there's a breakdown in our backup of the per.
I mean, I will
know,
say,
person.
You know, the information they receive in terms of the claims that are presented and things like that, they have experts review that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to hire additional folks for that.
Absolutely.
I totally
yeah.
understand,
and I expect
but it
that
would also
would
have to just be the right people too in terms
right.
of those experts. So.
I just
Mr.
would
Chairman,
like to.
Yes.
Can I speak to that?
What's your name?
So I'm the labor relations specialist of CSEA.
Your name, please. Do we have
Howard
our
Ball.
All right, Howard.
So a number of years ago, particularly when the county was looking to go self-insured with its health insurance, we vetted multiple brokers. CSCA was heavily involved in that process. Rose and Kiernan is the broker you want overseeing your health insurance, without doubt. And they're not labor-friendly, so they came with CSCA's recommendation despite the fact that they're not labor-friendly. You would have to headhunt people to have the talent level that this group has. So hearing that, I'm a little concerned that you'd even entertain that. I don't think in-house is the way to go if you want to look at other brokers, but Rose and Kiernan is truly the broker that you want overseeing your health insurance for the county. It was a long process to get where we were with them. They came with CSCA's recommendation despite being not labor-friendly. So I think that says a lot about Rose and Kiernan.
It does. Thank you.
Anyone else?
And they're excellent to deal with, I would say.
They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
All right. We moved it right?
Yes, sir.
We moved second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 463, approving the execution of a contract, amending causing the aggregate contract to be in excess 50, entered by the county, HVEA, Engineers, Department of Planning. Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 464, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 by the county, Benicord, Denbixers, Giovanni Wendell, Ulster County District Attorney. Moved by?
Second.
Discussion?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
465, approving the execution of a contract with excess of 50, NCA Comp Inc., Insurance Company Department. Moved?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
What does aye. The other mean? Other.
What is that the
what is the other?
Five.
Other, it, because self-insurance is self-funded,
okay.
Some of that is county cost, but other, because we're paying the workers' comp, but it's all the members of that pool, the self-insurance pool, which is, you have fire districts in there, you have some towns in there.
Oh, okay.
It's so it is classified as an other in terms of the funding of it.
All right, did we didn't vote, right? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
468, amending capital project 406 for purchase and
reimbursement. No, we skipped one. That's what you get for busting on me.
466. That's Chris White's baby. You got. You can't screw that.
I wanted to keep.
Not go to Chris White.
I wanted to keep for the end. You know?
The Stewart Airport meeting down.
All right. Amending capital project 451 to provide additional engineering rights of way service for Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 project, PIN number, and amend 2006 capital project fund, Department of Planning.
Move for discussion.
Second.
All right, discussion?
I have a question. The compensation for the right of way to the landowners is, do you have an idea of what you're going to pay them?
Yes.
I mean, is that included in what this price is?
Some of this was doing additional appraisals and title work. There are four property owners from whom we're trying to acquire property. Those letters with the offers will be going out this week or next week. We got approval from the New York State DOT to go forward with those. We have an idea what they are, and the appraised values are what we offer, but they may not be the final cost. We have some possibility of adjusting those numbers if we need. We'll come back to you before we make before we go to contract on all of those. So I expect the next thing that will come back to you is in the first quarter of 2017. We'll come back to you to amend the project to acquire those right away. Right now, these services are mostly related to environmental surveys. We had to do a bog turtle habitat study, additional right-of-way services, and support for our negotiations through this arcane federal process, which, if we don't do correctly, we lose the money.
Any other discussion?
I also, if I could, knowing that we're running over project by $41,000, I went to Assemblyman Scartados, and I got a commitment for a $50,000 member item, which we're working to codify. I don't have the grant agreement, but we'll be bringing that to you as soon as we have it. So I'm trying to backfill our overages. I may not make it all because our right-of-way is over, but we're making an attempt.
Fandango.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good job.
$50,000 Fandango.
Good job, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank
you. One question. Mr. Scartatus is not our assignment up in that area, is he?
He is in
Highland.
Lloyd.
Lloyd. Oh, yeah.
This
is Lloyd.
But not
This is the project to go from South Street to New Paltz Road in the town of Lloyd. It's
right.
Part of the extension of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail.
All right. Thank you. Any other question?
So the grant money that we got was $175,000. I'm sorry, $140,000.
Out of the 175, correct. It was 80%.
Right. So we put it. The original amount of money was $35,000.
Correct.
Which never had to come before us. Right.
We didn't.
You approved the project already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was last year, Carl. We did it. Capital project establishment for 175.
Right.
You approved the original contract for HVEA engineers. This is the first update for the project since that time.
All right.
So,
no, that's fine. Yeah. So, but we're into it for like 70.
It would be.
We're up to 216,040. $216,040 now would be the amended amount.
But the total, but what he's asking is what the county would be required. And right now,
it's like
35,000 was the original resolution county share.
This is all our share.
This 41,000 is addition, so it would be 76. That's why Chris is trying to get
the
earmark of funds.
That's, yeah.
Most of the federal projects, if you go over, they'll go up with you, but this was a particular grant called the TAP grant, and it's capped.
Yeah, I got it.
The TAP is capped.
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion? Roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
468.
I thought Hector might be here to give me a go.
I told him not to come for you, Chris.
Well, he complained. I did
a little
color
joke,
copies.
Mr. Chairman. This is the third copy of this that I've received over the week for the first different colors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're black and white.
Resolution 468, amending capital project 406 for the purchase and remediation of flood homes during Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee, Department of Emergency Communications.
Seconded by Legislative Bartels. TJ moved it.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye. 470.
Aye.
Amending Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Mental Health for a 2.2 tenths of one's cost of living. Mr. Burman, I'll move. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
473, approving Ulster County 2017 Stop DWI Plan Program. Authorize the chairman to execute all interministerial agreements required on the plan on Ulster County Probation, DWI. Division. Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
474, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Leland Holdings LLC for Office Space, Department of Health, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Moved.
Move it.
Second. Second. Second.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Discussion.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor say aye. 475, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with 1500 New York State Route 208 LLC for a substation of Ulster County Sheriff's Office, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 476, authorize the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners, Department of Finance.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 477, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept the bid for a parcel of county-owned real property for private sale and authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel. Move. Second. All in favor say aye.
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 We have all these reports. Everyone has a copy of new hirees. We have budget transfers. We have revenue budgets, expense budgets. Any questions on all those items? If not, we also have a letter here from O'Connors and Davies. Everyone has a copy regarding our consultant for the evaluation or consulting of our 2017 budget. Basically, everybody's well aware that they have some problems. They have settled with the SEC regarding the audit of the town of Ramapo. We will address this in our next audit. We next do an audit committee. We'll make recommendations, what we're going to do, how we're going to do things. I think basically they have, in the past, have done a very good job doing the consulting. Let's be very clear about what they do. They make a consultant based on the county exec's budget. They give us their evaluations based on histories, based on numbers, facts that they have done with other counties. And we, as a legislative body, take all that, digest that, have public hearings. We also have department head meetings that come before the Ways and Means Committee. And we decipher all that, and we will make our recommendations back to the legislative body regarding the 2017 budget. So there again, I don't think they're influence us in any way, shape, or form regarding our final decision, because I think what we decide as legislators should be independent of what your own personal failings are. Mary Beth?
I just wanted to know if either council had anything to say about anything.
Nope. No. Sorry.
Nick?
No.
Okay. Carl?
Yeah, I have a question on the new hires and separations.
Let's finish this first, then we go to new hires and separations.
Okay.
Any other questions regarding this? Everybody's well aware of this. There again, we have not dealt with the person that had the problems in many, many years. So there again, it's unfortunate, but that's their company, and they have to deal with that. We will deal with them when we go through the audit committee next year and see if it affects them in any way, shape, or form. All right, Carl, new hires?
Sure. I know we're policy and we're not administration, but on October 11th, 2016, a medical examiner was hired at $82,507.32. And then on October 18th, that person resigned. So
what happened?
Now, I guess I'm trying to understand the position of medical examiner.
I believe that position wasn't the medical examiner, Carl. It was in the medical examiner's office.
Wow. Thank you. It was a CH4INV.
Yeah. And, you know.
What is that? INV.
I,
Do I know why that person left?
Chris, you know what it is?
Chief investigator, I believe.
Yeah, right. The person in question is a constituent of mine, actually. So it's, I guess, probably, I don't know, the coding. We need to find a code for these positions, so that might explain
the title.
It was in the office. It was more of somebody like a... I don't know what, like an investigative controller type role in the office, basically, is what it was about.
So they worked for a week.
So we don't owe them any money.
The same item number
in
the
week.
Week's
pay.
Same person. They resigned.
That was quick.
They resigned. It wasn't what
was
they
a quick career. Were
supposed to have.
Okay.
Didn't work out, bro.
That's it.
They didn't like the benefits.
All right, any other discussion? Any other old business? Anyone like to address the committee? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Open vote. Before we go, we have public hearings tonight. We have public hearings tomorrow. We have public hearings Thursday. Don, when's next week? We have
Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock.
All right.
We're going to need both those days.
Depends on how many amendments we get.
Yeah. So far, probably not.
No. Probably not right now.
Right now. All right.
So the first date would be
Tuesday. This Friday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday at 1.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
I never know if I get a state amendment.
All right.
Okay. Are we doing Wednesday or not?
At this point, if we don't have anything scheduled, no, we're not going to have Wednesday. Okay.
Well, let's start at 9 a.m. That way we can get done.
We should be done.
I don't know. I haven't seen it all night.